Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Say that so sexually.
Because I'm a sexual being.
No, you are not.
I am.
No, you're
I like
not.
To rub my
you're
dick
not
with,
actually.
Oh, I spilled you're, water on me.
You're like.
Oh.
Stop
oh,
it. What
am
are
I
you doing?
Spill water all over
what are
myself?
You doing?
Oh. Oh.
No, you're. That's like. I'm like watching an orca whale. Like masturbate.
Oh boy. Ooh, I'm turned on right now.
Barf.
Ooh.
Barf.
You're
no,
right.
This is reality games.
We shouldn't talk about our sexuality on the podcast.
That's what I say all the time.
Welcome. We're
I'm
back.
I'm just doing because people demand it of me.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
I DMs every day.
So you mean the text saying, stop, Poodle, please stop?
I'm not familiar with any of those.
Y'all.
Or the one saying, please stop talking about your sex life. It's really redundant and gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? We're sex positive because if we're not talking about our sex life, then that might make you think you can't talk about yours.
You can talk about yours all you want.
Talk about it with your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your priest, your teacher, whoever.
I don't know about your priest or your mother-in-law.
You know what? Whatever.
What's better? If your mother-in-law,
the less
your mother-in-law knows about your sex life,
still,
the better you are.
You never know when your mother-in-law is, well, when she calls, she says, well, Kelsey, how was your morning? And you said, well, I rode your son's dick.
Yeah.
It was quite nice. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks for giving him part of that dick.
You don't have to worry about your mother-in-law calling you ever again on a Sunday morning. Fix that problem.
Or you say, Sunday mornings are our time for fucking.
For fucking.
And guess what? She won't call.
That's when I do butt stuff with Charles, so it takes a lot of time.
God.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. We're talking about 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way. Actually, while I was watching this, I texted Poodle and I was like, this show is so good. This is heads and above my favorite 90 Day franchise.
Me too. It really has become, it used to be before the 90s.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. This has replaced it in the pantheon.
It's replaced it in the pantheon.
But yeah, The Other Way, it's just, the concept is so good.
It's so good. It's so good.
Even though we've got like three like real turkey couples, we've got like fucking Evelyn and Corey. But
yes, we're going to talk about them today.
But even Armando Jenny and Kenny, Submit are just like stunningly juicy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they haven't been in two seasons.
And whereas like Armando and Kenny necessarily, they're not dramatic, y'all. As we've said before, Armando and Kenny don't have problems.
No.
But this segment was one of the most touching. I actually...
Oh my God.
You know, you're usually the crier. This is the first time in 90 Day Herstory that, you know, when I say I cry and I get
you're dead inside.
This actually made tears fall from my eyes.
Wow.
I was that moved.
I cried.
It was very, very moving. So we're going to, Sally, we also want to remind you, real quick, y'all, live show. We said this on the first show. We don't know people. Especially for our New York and Chicago shows. We're doing a Friday night and then a Saturday night. Y'all, we're doing different shows.
It's going to be different shows. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do part one and then we'll do part two.
Like we do here. Well, we're actually, we've talked about this. What we think we're going to do at the beginning
We talked about it. I'm still worried. What? Let me put on lip gloss.
We say we're going to let you guys decide which two to three couples we'll talk about.
That wasn't firmly decided.
But
that might not happen.
That might not happen. But and then we'll kind of go from there. Because
we'll go from there.
We've got... It's going to be more than just the podcast. Of course, you know there's going to be singing. You know there's... And there's also going to be some games that we're going to play with you guys. So.
Not piano cat games. I've curated...
You know what? You'd be lucky.
I've had a strict curation on games.
You'd have
Poodle.
To pay extra to play a piano cat game.
Oh, boy.
Well, that game comes with a price.
If you want to pay extra...
That game involves a little choking.
Okay. All right. VIP tickets are still available for the Friday night shows
yes.
in Chicago. And in New York City. New York City. Every time I say it.
When will we ever stop saying that?
Never. Never.
Even though it's very dated.
Oh, very dated. So anyway, y'all.
Didn't you put on lip gloss for the first show?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to put on my Kind Lips. Y'all, I need to say, I sent an email to Kind Lips.
Oh, you did?
I sent an email to Kind Lips and I said, I need to email him back. I said, you guys, if you were okay with this, I really love your product. Kind Lips, which is, they donate, I want to say it's 10% of their profits go to, no, sorry, 20, that's what I thought, to end bullying. And it's all organic and natural. And
did they email you back? Or
they did.
Oh,
and the guy's like, "Thank you so much for your kind words. We actually don't have in the budget right now to advertise, but I'd love to send you some stuff."
So you're just giving them free advertisements now?
Because I appreciate their message. It's not like fucking Dr. Pepper, which is a corporate overlord.
I'm just saying, I'm wearing my Black Honey and it's sold out.
Well, I'm just saying that that's the man you're giving your money to. I want to give my money to Kind Lips.
Well, Kind Lips isn't paying us yet, but you can, y'all. Poodle's Manning Fested it. We haven't done it yet. We booked a Skin Condoms ad.
Thank you.
Poodle buys condoms. And
finally.
And now Skin Condoms is actually going to advertise with us so you can talk about them. Look at that.
When I use a condom, when?
This has been.
If I use a condom, yeah, that it's ad, only Skin Condoms.
That's going to be one of the most fake ads we've ever done because you haven't used a condom in years.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
Sometimes when someone, some skis, who I've only met, I've only known for 30 minutes, over here.
Yeah.
I'm not letting him touch me without a piece of rubber between us.
Well, that's good.
That means
I hope it's a condom and not actually like a rubber suit.
You know, one of those 2 a.m. grinder calls, because the quality goes forward in time or goes backward in time.
Yeah.
A 2 a.m., y'all, you have not vetted that. You're just it could be sketch.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going into a story.
No, you need a safe word. No, there are too many stories and none of them pretty.
All right, everybody. So
there's Southern stories that end sad.
Go to our live show link to get those tickets for the live show. We are literally a month away from our live show in Los Angeles. It's going to be so exciting.
Ooh. Now I'm getting anxiety.
I can't wait. Y'all, if you're joining us on our intimate portrait, then you're watching us do this podcast. You're sitting right here on this couch with us. We appreciate you. Let's
gunk gunk
gunk gunk. We got to stop manhandling I know. Our guests.
I know, and I talked about it, and I'm doing it.
I know.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, invisible person.
There we go. All right. Do we have anything else?
No, we did. Listen to part one for our. We go into more announcements, but
yeah, especially our Bicurious show. So you
listen to Bicurious options for our Patreon at our $5 level. Yeah. Which is, if you're at any of the other levels, you also get the Bicurious.
Yeah.
We have three options for you. They are the new season of Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
The I'm doing this because you guys asked me to do it. The Netflix show Sex, Love, and Goop with Gwyneth Paltrow, which looks like pretty insufferable. And three, backed by popular demand, as a third option, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake
City.
Which
I swear, this is the last time.
There we go.
This season.
All right, everybody. That's it. Let's jump into Armando and Kenny.
Kenny. That's how we pronounce his name in Spanish. Kenny.
Oh, I was just doing it in accent. I wasn't expecting it.
Como se dice Kenny?
Kenny. All right. They're painting Hannah's nails. I want to go to Hannah's nail salon. That looks fun.
This is... Whenever I would play with my niece and nephews... I think if I'm ever a parent, things will have to change majorly ever a parent.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could humor a child I think I'd have to be a little sarcastic with them. I can do that with my niece and nephews.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like their uncle.
Uh-huh.
Because like when they say things like, blah, 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 you want to go and do this? I go, no. And they just think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a parent, I think I'd have to actually be interested in some ridiculous garbage.
Interested and invested, yeah. Yeah. You do.
I can do that occasionally because I do love my niece and nephews. But sometimes I just hit my breaking point and I'm like, I've heard plenty about Paw Patrol today.
So I know you've talked, you just said if I have kids, I'm going to nip this in the bud for you right now. And I want you
Don't tell me that I won't ever have children.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Take a breath.
I don't like this.
And imagine you get up in the morning. It's 6:30.
I already don't like it.
It's 6:30 because your kid got up and wanted to play.
Oof.
They go in the living room and they
Where's the children's Benadryl?
Yeah, they play in the living room for about an hour maybe if they're old enough. If not, they keep asking you questions. You finally,
oh, that's the worst.
You roll out of bed around 7:15. You didn't sleep anymore. You just laid there. And then you get up and they have breakfast. They have the same breakfast they had the day before because that's all they'll eat. And then they watch the same episode of Paw Patrol that they watched 5 days in a row because that's the episode they want to watch.
And then I think about putting a gun in my mouth.
And then you've got to go to the same playground with them later that morning because that's all they want to do is go to that playground. And it's 3 years old and it's quarantined and you got to get out of your house. And then you go.
But I love them, right?
Do I need to keep going or do you get
no,
the
it's
point?
Enough. It's
Open
enough.
Your eyes.
It's enough.
A lot of parents, y'all,
that was brutal.
It's just, I feel for a lot of parents, especially in quarantine, because especially when your kids are at that certain age, they want to do the same thing.
I will say, it was much better.
It's a hard job.
It was much better when my youngest nephew, he's almost four now, but when he was.
Oh, it's so hard.
When he was like 1.5, 2, 3, and it was like he was spending time with us constantly, and either when my mom was gone and I would have to watch him.
But you would even get him when he wanted to do new things because you were a new person there.
It's true.
But imagine to your brother and sister, they want to do the same. Kids get in a routine, they want to do the same thing.
This one, when he would see something on an iPad, he would just go, it would be finished, and he would run it, and he would press the button again. Again, and we've watched the same version of 10 Little Monkeys in a reggae fashion.
Yeah.
10 Little Monkeys in a tree. And it was like over and over again. And so I finally just had to wear headphones because I could not stand the repetition.
Be like when my dad said when my mom was just so tired and just wanted to read a book and she didn't realize I walked out the house. I was going to go see my Grandma Hazel, and I almost walked all the way up to Dale's Market up on Highway 70 because I wanted to go see Grandma. I mean, literally walked a mile as a 2.5-year-old.
Wow.
My dad said, Boy, I never chewed your mom's ass so hard than I did that day.
Yikes. Again, chewing out someone's ass is not the way gay men usually think about it.
So every time he said that to me,
I had to learn that that was could be a positive thing
in
my adulthood.
Dad said, he was like, boy, he didn't like the way I plumbed that kitchen. He chewed my ass out all day. And I went,
really, Father?
Wow, that sounds like a great day for me.
Oh,
I wouldn't have even charged for free.
Where were we? The gays.
Armando and Kitty. So they're having a nail party. And
no, I'm just saying, I think this is cute. I could play along for a while. I think I'd need my kids to get sarcasm a little better. And I think there are kids, like my niece and my older nephew get it now.
Your younger one, but your children would destroy you.
I know. I'm perfectly actually happy with two nephews and one niece. I'm perfectly happy with that.
If you want to have kids, I support it.
My body would never be the same.
I just worry.
Woman just said that, you motherfucker.
That's true.
You don't make fun of this.
I worry if you have kids that one day I'm going to show up to do the podcast and your little son Timmy's going to be sitting here and I'll say, where's Timmy, Daddy? I don't know. Some guy came in with something called a booty bump, and he said, see you later, son, and then I have to raise your kid because you're gone.
I would never leave my child completely to his own devices.
No, you would leave them with me.
That maybe.
That's why. So y'all,
I would teach my child to read you for filth.
It's true. Speaking
That's
of-
That's almost worth it.
Armando and Kenny are talking about kids. So they're talking, they bring up that Canna leaves and they talk about like, they're talking about kids and adoption and Armando wants a baby.
Yeah. And I think they've been talking about adopting a kid who was in need, before, but they hadn't talked about having a baby. And more importantly, Kenny's like, a baby is a lot.
And Armando says, well, my dad says, when I told my dad I wanted to adopt, Matthew, don't fetch a baby. It's got a lineage. It's got to be blood.
Fetch a baby?
Matthew, I don't want you fetching a baby.
I'm just seeing, like almost like puppies, you picking them up by their necks.
Remember, I used to talk about it. People thought I made this up when I used to do stand-up, but my father literally told me, he's like, Matt, just get yourself a woman. Make it a blonde if you can. Just give it there one time. Hell, son, close your eyes and imagine it's Burt Reynolds. And then I'll have a grandson. That's all you got to do.
I think he might have Googled attractive man for gay guys.
Well, Burt Reynolds was on the cover of Playgirl.
Yes.
We had that audition, and my mother said, my brother must have ruined it. And I said, yeah, Mom, it was mother.
So, fetch a baby. Wow.
I don't mean to disparage people. That's my dad's language. That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
So, fetch a baby. But they've talked about adoption. But Armando, I bring that up, though, because he said several times he would like it to be Kenny's blood.
And this is interesting. And I think later on it comes out that he says he wants that because then it would make it easy for his parents to accept them being together if they had a child together.
It's, you know, it's in a way, it's very what I love about the show, we're coming from the different cultures, and what this season's doing, like, we're getting Ari and Benny, and with Ari going back to Sarah family,
Best thing about the other
we
way.
Talked about their different, but this is such a different cultural perspective, specifically when you're queer and you fit into that. How that changes too.
Do you choose assimilating like a straight couple does, or do you do like Kenny is saying, let's adopt and we don't have to take on things that heterosexual
It doesn't matter what other people think, but it does to Armando, and Kenny doesn't dismiss that. They both see each other's point, but I'm just saying it's
and I wonder how much it actually means to Armando separate from his family.
Because this was my thought. What is the difference in What's the difference? Because Kenny was surprised by this. Because when Armando says, yeah, I want to have a baby in blood, Kenny was like, he was like, wait.
He's like, in vitro.
In vitro. And Armando's like, yeah. And Kenny just goes, it's the longest.
And y'all, he like flashed to him. Going,
he saw his life before his eyes,
and he imagined like jerking off into a cup.
Yes,
and imagined picking a donor. And he's like, "This is gonna be complicated.
This is gonna be." He is. I wrote, "He's shitting his pants."
Yes,
but for Armando, I thought, okay, so you want the child to be Kenny's child or Kenny's blood.
Because Hannah's his child.
Are you gonna, but what's the, I guess just because it's Kenny, but I thought, yes, you and Kenny are getting married, but Kenny's not your blood family. So are you gonna ask your sister? Are you gonna ask someone for an egg? So it's like both of your kids?
But that's what I'm thinking. I think the...
I'm just confused because he wants to tie to his family.
I think it matters for him to say that... I think it matters for his family to accept the child.
And I guess he knows his family's starting to like Kenny.
But I'm saying I think for his family to accept the child needs to be blood related at least to Kenny. That's the least they'd expect.
Oh,
or at least
they'd
accept.
Okay, I get
that's
that.
That's where I went with
okay.
it. And that's when I went, I understand you thinking of that. I think all this is about his family. And yeah. I wonder how
Kenny is right. He's thinking all about his family.
Yeah.
And they're both, I can see both perspectives.
Me too.
Because if, because, well, first of all, even before they got that, Kenny is talking about, he said, we've got to talk about an age. And so, and Armando's like, well, I don't really want to think about you being gone. And I'm like, honey, he's 58 years old and you're 32.
Yeah.
You've got to think about that. Like, if, and something else they talk about, when they talk about adoption later, like just how long things take. I have gay couple friends that did in vitro. It is not a quick process.
No.
It took some of them 2 or 3 years to have a baby.
And so, it's a complicated process.
So we're looking at Kenny could be, we never forget that. We never remember that time, or do we?
We?
How come it has to be me to do it?
No, I tell you to do it.
Well, then maybe you should remember earlier. So
I'm always dragged down with the ship.
But think about this. When that kid is 18, Kenny will almost be 80 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah,
that's quite... Now, granted, I even thought when he said again, I'm 58, and I actually said under my breath, you motherfucker with that forehead. He's going to look like a good 80.
Well, he'll be 76 when the kid's
18. But I'm saying... Yeah. That's like saying that they would have a kid now. But I'm saying it's going to take...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
...a bit. Yeah. Like, he'll be 59, 60 years old by the time this kid is born if they do this.
I agree.
So, this kid's going to be 18. He'll be 50. He'll be 78 years old.
That's
our parents. My dad's 71.
Yeah.
Your parents are in their mid-70s.
My dad is 80.
So, that would be your dad would have an 18-year-old son.
Absolutely not.
So... That's fine if you, but me, that's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
A lot of older fathers out here have second families because they've had their starter wife and they already have a family. Yeah, and then they've had their second wife, wanted a child. And I had a lot of students who were second family children.
That would be hard for me in that I guess selfish, but if I want to have a kid, I wouldn't want to potentially just see 18 years of their life. That would be hard for me.
I mean, that's a way to think about it, but what also would you want to discourage an idea of would you want to prevent either the person you were with from having a child?
No, that's a valid point.
That's so
but Armando has a child, you know?
That's true.
So, but I get it. They don't have a child together.
It sounds like I'm being harder on Armando here, but I feel like this is all to get the, because I think they have talked about adopting a child before.
And it just feels like with the edit, seems so much so soon. You're not even married yet.
And I have a feeling that in Armando's head, he was thinking, so how am I going to get my family to accept this child that they don't know?
Yeah, like if you want to have a child, and have a child. Like, don't have a child to get your family more invested right. in your relationship.
And I completely understand,
and that's what Kenny was saying.
A same-sex couple who wants to have a child be blood related to one of the partners or something like that. I completely understand
for
that.
For sure.
What makes me a little weirded out is to do it because of what your family wants. And if you really want it, come out and say that. Don't either put that on your family. Say, yeah, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And I think if Armando would have said, this isn't about my family, this is what I want, he would have gone a lot farther with it.
I think so, too.
It didn't sound like that's what
he... It didn't sound like he was saying, this is something I...
Yeah.
And maybe that's the edit, but it did feel like... which Kenny kind of called him out on that later and said, look, if that's what you want, and that's when Armando backtracks and says, well, I do want my own child. So y'all, then they end up going to an adoption place to look at, I mean, it was so, we don't even have orphanages anymore
in
the U.S.
I don't know if they just met, if they were just going to meet the children or find, I this sounds awful. I cried at a later time, but I called bullshit on this a little bit.
Well, it just, maybe they want to raise awareness for the...
That is exactly what I think they were trying to.
Which I'm glad they did, but it was just...
I wish they would have said the name.
They post about social media. So,
okay, so they did, yeah.
They're...
And they are, I believe, raising money for charity.
Actually, yeah, I was going to wait till the end of the segment, but yeah, they are raising money towards that. And we actually donated ourselves. We donated from us. So, I got to call Bridget Green back. so y'all, the...
thanks for keeping us up to date about that.
The organization is, I just had it, I want to look it up. But yeah, we donated money. You can do that on Armando or Kenny's Instagram.
Yeah, they're listing it there.
Hold on, I'm going to look right now I can say
While you're saying that, they basically are going to a place, an adoption agency that is dealing with HIV positive children.
Yes.
You're doing God's work.
It was...
Especially in a place like Mexico where...
Well, he called other adoption agencies.
And
none of... He said that a lot of them were mainly religious.
This is when I started to cry.
And none of them... They got off the phone very quickly. And the only one that would talk to a same-sex couple was the one with kids that have HIV.
Can I say something why this couple stuff makes me cry more than I would have thought? The matter-of-fact way that Armando and Kenny run into these problems... And yes, Kenny's a crier, but they talk about these things in a way that is so just, it's how they're actually feeling. Yeah. They're not manipulating us in a way.
No, it's like...
I've never felt manipulated in their segments.
Never. It's the way Kenny also talked.
It's not this is us.
It's like what made me cry, like when Kenny talked about, he just says so nonchalantly, he came out right before the AIDS crisis in the 80s. And he said, which is true.
I'm going to cry when you're talking about it.
He lost 80% of his friend base. I remember, y'all, my boss, who at my cubicle worker job, is a professional homosexual.
That's what his business card says.
Yeah. But he talked about he would go to between like 5 to 7 memorials a week in the 80s for friends that he had lost. The name of the organization is...
I can try it.
Portahuna? Juana?
Eonime. Eonime por Tijuana.
So,
Eonime.
Tijuana. So it's, y'all.
Eonime.
Instagram is EUNIMEPOR Tijuana. So EUNI. I'll put it in the show notes, actually. But yeah, there's a Eonime PayPal link. You can click on the... It's in Kenny and Armando's Instagram. Go to that. You can click on the link and you can donate it because really, I think that's because the thing that... It was really powerful and at the same time, this like reminded me of like fucking Annie. Just we're not used to orphanages in this country anymore because it's all done through foster care in our country. But to see all of these kids run out and like hug them and
at one point
broke my heart.
When the woman whose name was Juana, she said,
God bless Juana.
Same-sex couples, we really don't have a lot because it's just not a thing here. Same-sex couples, yes, they're starting to get married.
She said,
but,
more Mexico City,
yeah,
but not...
But here, and she said, one note, when the children come out, don't talk about adopting. Don't talk about taking them home. That's when I started crying.
It was so... Because, you know, it really bothers me that these kids are being ostracized or considered as other for something that's
for something that what that had they had no control over. It doesn't matter if they did. They didn't.
You know, it's like it's like saying you don't want to adopt a kid who's diabetic.
Yeah,
something that's just they're born that they just. Was very, very sad. So I'm glad that they brought attention to this. And again, please give money if you can. I think it's such a good thing.
And you're right. The part of the whole segment that broke me was when Kenny was saying the thought of adopting a child with the same illness that killed all of my friends and devastated my community and giving back to them. I'm going to cry now. Giving back to them something that was that I felt like was taken from me and my generation.
Oh, and the trauma that you deal with. I mean, Jake and I have experienced a little bit of like trauma and sexual, just being so afraid of AIDS. I don't know what it's like being so scared of it. And then we've never had anybody we know personally die, like our contemporary die of HIV. Someone that I know.
Michael Friedman. But that was a freak thing. The composer who I knew in New York. Michael Friedman... It was just a freak thing. A guy who wrote Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Mm. He didn't take care of his health. I'm not blaming him, but he was positive for a while and just did not take care of his health.
Mm.
And he went to the hospital. He was dead within 4 days.
I guess,
and that was about 3 years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I guess there's not a
I know people who are positive now who are living with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know lots definitely. Of people. So and I guess it's very different, like in Mexico City, and she brings that up too.
Yeah,
so I just
much
I
think more liberal
to help y'all remember to like the paint a picture. This isn't all of Mexico. Mexico City is wonderful. It's very progressive. I mean, but they're like they are not in like a very. I don't know if it'd be like the boonies, but they're
no.
But they're trying to like Kenny and Armando are kind of making waves in a community that's not used to
right.
just gay people being together. So,
anyway,
give them money.
They go later on. They go to a playground. We'll put a note a show in the show notes.
I said that 2 minutes ago.
Anyway,
glad he was listening.
You know. I
boy, you just tune out.
Your tone of voice has this tinny.
What are you hearing in your head? Just
the music from Benny Hill.
Wow, always just runs on a continuous loop. Wow.
So, they're at the playground and they're on and our
they find out it takes about 4 years to adopt a kid. So that's and sadly, I bet you. She said the time varies a lot, y'all. You know what probably helps it vary is probably money.
Yeah.
Because people are able to pay to get things done quicker.
Now, did you think it was interesting that Kenny was throwing a ball with a football with them?
Good for him.
And he did go, eh.
That's how I threw. I'd be like, hey.
I actually can throw a spiral because I learned how because I wanted to pass.
I'll believe
that's
that.
That's kind of sad.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I could throw a spiral football.
You line up your fingers on the seam and everything.
The laces. Take it back. Woof.
All
I'm
right.
athletic.
I want to get a video and film that.
I'm an athlete.
Yeah. All right.
So my trainer says I pay him.
Someone bring a football to a live show and I'll get you in the back of the auditorium and you've got to throw it to me. Actually, we'll get a straight sissy to catch it because I can't catch.
Maybe that's another game we can do called Straight Feats.
Straight
Feats. It's just us doing straight things.
I don't know if the theaters are going to be equipped for that. So the house manager might not want us throwing around footballs in a theater.
Maybe.
Because you'll bust a light.
Probably.
Okay, so yes, now they're on a playground, and so they're spinning around playing with Hannah and stuff. And so again, Armando, they sit down, Armando brings up, and that's what he talks about. He thinks the bloodline would bring the family closer, and that's where Kenny's like, this needs to be based on what we want.
I just want to point out that I, like Armando, got dizzy on merry-go-rounds. And one time I had 3 pieces of pizza for lunch.
Oh, no.
And I puked into a trash can.
Oh.
And one girl, Heather Brock, wouldn't stop calling me pukey for months later.
Pukey Anthony.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I might have been 8.
You were 8 and you had 3 pieces of pizza. That's the saddest part of that story.
They were small.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like junior high where they were big. They were small.
Sure.
I didn't eat the corn.
I'm sorry, Pukey.
It's rough.
So anyway, I get dizzy too, though. So, they would usually just spin me around real fast, and then they would all leave me, and I'd be like, "Guys,
let's see if we can get the queer to fall off."
And then I'd be dizzy, and no one would come and help me.
So, that's when Armando talks about it would be easier to get the blood baby. And then
that sounds terrible.
The blood baby.
The blood baby.
We're going to have a blood baby. And that's
Kenny says don't do it, but also Kenny gets it.
Right.
He's like, I get it. But Kenny said something I thought was so way I thought. I don't want to go. If I ever do have kids, I don't think I am, but I would rather help a kid than make a kid. And so that's how Kenny feels. He would, especially now. Come on, you're gonna tell me that Kenny went to that orphanage, saw that one little boy that ran up and hugged him both, and you think Kenny isn't going to want to take... Have we seen his dog? He loves broken things. I'm the same way. Once that kid hugged me, I would say, give me the papers. No, truffles. Kenny, I'm with you.
I'm not going to make fun of truffles anymore because I got threats when I made fun of Truffles.
I love Truffles.
The geriatric dog.
She's just an old dog.
And I wasn't saying anything bad about it.
But no.
Someone got really mad at me. Y'all, if you come for dogs, people lose their minds.
They finally come to, but again, Armando's like, I feel like if we have a baby, though, it'll be a shorter time frame. And I have to say, I have to disagree with that. I think that could take just as long. You don't know. Somebody's got to get pregnant.
I think this is all about his family accepting a child who would be adopted. Because, I mean, just like you heard with your father.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a certain cultural thing that wouldn't accept that child as a quote real member of their family.
And I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't either. You gotta have to be like, if I have children, I wanna have the children that I want. And so Kenny does the best thing and says the best way to get Armando distracted from talking about anything is
Let's focus on the wedding planning.
Armando goes,
we gotta plan the wedding.
Because he stressed the fuck out about that. So they're gonna talk about
afterwards. Chicken or fish. Chicken or fish. Or it's Mexico. It's probably beef.
Maybe.
Or chicken or beef.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Shall we jump in? I think you want to jump in.
Before we do that,
okay.
Let us take a quick break, and we will be back with Steven and Alina.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
I can be anywhere and I can start thinking about and I'll just bust out laughing.
Y'all, we have not forgotten that Darcy and Stacy sang their new huge hit.
Do It Big.
Pop Fizz.
Doing It Big.
Or I thought it was called Pop Fizz.
Doing It Big.
Well, whatever it is.
We've
got to have a response. We just
I have
been
not
processing.
Been able to purchase this single yet. I don't think it's available
yet.
Can't
find it.
Part of me thinks it's a fake single. I still think they learned it. Someone sent it to them and they learned it in 5 minutes.
Maybe. I looked at samgoodynot.net and it wasn't there. Don't know where.
I need a copy of that.
Let's talk about...
Stephen with a V, not Stephen with a PH. Because Stephen with a V is a hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
Let's talk about the hero of this segment.
Let's just all give a slow clap.
Golf clap. Golf clap for Anna or Anna. Okay.
She
had those transition lenses on and the library was open.
Because why?
Reading is fundamental.
Como se dice reading is fundamental in Russian?
She read that motherfucker.
She what?
Like the news, like what's the Russian newspaper? Pravda?
Pravda. I wouldn't know.
Holy shit.
I thought.
I haven't seen a sick burn like that.
I thought Olga Poodleskaya was nearby and like was smoking a cigarette and exhaled and Anna inhaled it somewhere as it walked
her essence.
Up, and she possessed her.
Also, Alina's throwing them out.
I'm telling you, I still want to say that Alina is punking him until the end. And at the end, she's gonna be like, I knew all along.
No,
mic drop.
She's too invested. Unfortunately, she's gonna act out of hurt, and that's gonna be harder for her.
I don't want to believe that. You're putting things in my head.
So, y'all, we're taking Anna to eat lunch, and the mom orders coffee, and Elena's just fucking with it. She's like, can I try my mom's coffee? And he does this thing where he's like, and he goes,
no.
And she goes, and Anna says, are these? And he's like, well, with my, like, coffee, it's something that's not good for our bodies.
Mom's like, is it a sinful drink?
And he's like, it's not good for you. It's not good for your body.
We in Mormon faith, we shouldn't eat things because it's based on nutrition. And we want, excuse me one second. Yeah. Can I have that mango and banana smoothie, that just the huge one? I want to take an extra large in that.
How much sugar is
in it? Can I get some honey in that as well? Y'all, if you look at, because I have Mormon friends, if you look at the consumption of sugar in like Salt Lake, yeah, it's like through the fucking roof.
That's the thing. Isn't, and I'm just going to ask.
And it says, is this based in science?
Right. And I'm not trying to be bitchy about this and down the LDS church.
We're not downing the church, but we're downing Stephen.
I want to know. The difference. Well, I mean, it is the teaching that no caffeine, but I think
we're going at, if he was doing all those things and living a healthy lifestyle.
That'd be different.
But he's such a hypocrite.
But I was going to say, isn't a lot of sugar, doesn't it? Do the same, doesn't it prevent your body from
in lab rats, and I remember when I was studying drug, that heroin use and sugar use looks the same on a scan as far as what, and sometimes even more as far as firing the brain. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have any authority to speak about it. But
I literally saw the picture in a book.
So it's like pictures in a book, Danny. In a book. It's a quote from a book.
Oh, my God. We forgot to mention on Lalu that, y'all, if you're not catching up on Lalu, first of all, it's the best show out there.
Best show on television.
Second of all.
This is the second best, the other way.
It really is. Second of all, Sean's going to be talking to Destiny next episode. Y'all, Destiny.
I was busy.
If Destiny comes back, if they surprise us with Destiny coming back, that's going to be almost as big as when we met Maria.
I think Destiny has been the star of the last, definitely the last season.
If they did a thing where Destiny comes back, she's like, I brought my friend.
And it's Sean, a girl?
And it's, no, and if it was Lindsay?
No.
I'm telling you, I still want it to happen.
No.
You'll hear dark rumbling clouds in the distance, and all of your city's power will go off.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse will just ride out. And I saw the pale rider, and he was named Death.
Hey, girls, I'm here. It's Death, everybody. You're going to be so slim.
Wow.
And in a ground.
So, basically, he says, if we take care of our bodies, we'll be blessed with knowledge, and the angel of destruction will pass us by. I need to find out about the angel of destruction. I assume that's something that is end times.
I guess. I mean, I know you do too, but one of my very good friends,
about it. I don't know real specific things in the Book of Mormon.
No, she knows. Yeah, she knows all that. Yeah.
I mean, I have friends I could ask.
Well,
I would rather just Google.
Your friends are people that he fucked in Mormon garb, and they're too shameful now to see him again.
Or we've role played it. So they're only Mormon for as long as we're.
Yeah, you want real. Yeah. Like, I'll check into it.
So he's like, and Alina says, I drank coffee. She's just fucking trolling him. I love it. He's like, I drank coffee every morning before meeting you. And he's like, no more stained teeth.
It's like, okay. So again, he's having this sugary drink. And then, y'all, Stephen does something that I was shocked that he did this.
I wasn't.
I'm not shocked by, I've seen religious zealots that all they, like Stephen said it, I want her to be Mormon. I want everybody in the world to be Mormon.
I was waiting for this.
Because like you've said, this is literally the purpose is spread the religion as much as possible. So there
because
can be more control.
Because it's your family.
But the fact
and
that he's,
you got to be in the celestial kingdom together.
The fact that he's doing this so quickly, I was like,
that was,
it
that,
was. It surprised me not that he did it. It surprised me that with everything going on, he was that dumb to do it. That's what surprised me.
That is.
He's an idiot.
That is the worst part of it. Knowing that the mom is not, the mom knows it's what's going on is not good.
No.
And
they've already talked about the relationship not being on the ground.
Well, like, maybe Anna, you could be baptized one day. And I were at the audacity.
The audacity. That's it.
And so, and Anna says, but I'm already, Orthodoxy is my religion. Russian Orthodox is my religion, and that's, and I'm fine with that. And then, y'all, which sound, this sounded like a motherfucking threat. He's like, well, I understand it could be big problems into our relationship, especially if we have children, because we're going to raise them LDS.
And I wrote, in all caps, when you're meeting someone's mom for the second time in your life, maybe don't talk about converting them.
This is, it's so stupid.
It's so fucking stupid. And again, Anna's like,
her face.
She said, I think it's important to respect the religion of every person.
He's like,
and Alina is like, I can't believe he's trying to do this.
And he's like, oh, I really think everyone should have a choice. And Alina follows up with an uppercut. You mean like which commandments to obey?
Oh,
boo.
Y'all ready for this?
Boom, 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 Paulina's back and boom, boom. You gonna get it, boom, boom.
Oh.
She says,
that
like,
gave me life.
And Steven's like, what? She said, like, I can drink coffee if I choose. And choosing, and Steven can choose to break,
to break
the
his
vow
chastity.
Chastity.
And mom goes,
and mom goes, actually, Steven goes, well, but
yeah,
Anna.
You're right. She
doesn't. Doesn't breathe different. She just goes, so you're picking what you can believe in?
Ooh, oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! So, yeah, he said, I liked him. She goes, so you can like not having coffee, but not sex.
You can't live without sex,
yeah,
but
can live
coffee?
Without coffee. Yep.
And Alina goes,
and I wrote, the library is
it's
open!
And Alina goes, yes.
Good one, Mom.
Interesting question. This is where I was like, are they in cahoots on this? Because I'm living for it.
Then Bish does, he says what I could not believe he had the audacity to say. He goes further and says, well, yeah, I understand. Without experiences, my faith couldn't
be
tested.
But because I had sex, like penetration sex with like three girls, and then I only soaked with like 10 girls. And then, you know, and there's that one guy. I don't like to talk about that. But since I did all that, now when I don't have sex, I'm really declining in sacrificing. And I wrote, how brave.
How brave.
How brave,
because
Steven.
Sex is really enjoyable. And it's kind of like, you know, like not having sex is kind of like eating your vegetables after you eat a candy bar.
I can relate to that.
But again, that idea of something so sweet, but is also forbidden. Because you know everyone tells you you can't have that candy
so
bar.
So can Mormons, he can have a mango shake with a bunch of, like, I guess natural
sugar. He can have
sugar. But I thought, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mormons can have sugar, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But I'm saying can't have caffeine. But just his terminology.
Oh.
And how he phrases things, like it's he wants to be, he gets off on being bad. He gets
off on breaking
commandments.
His kink.
Yeah.
His kink is being deviant.
Yeah. And just, God, you guys. And she said,
and Lena just, she just fucking nails
just
it in harder.
Torches him.
And tells mom, she's like, well, actually, mom, he broke this commandment after we met. You know, when I thought we were going to be together, and when I was reading the Book of Mormon and praying.
Every day.
And we were reading the Book of Mormon.
Yep.
Remember, y'all, they were reading the Book of Mormon and praying every day together when he was fucking another woman.
Mom went, that's low.
Yeah, that's very low.
And then you saw, this is why I disagree with your assessment of Alina getting, she's like, I still believe in the fairy tale that we have, that I fell in love with him. And that's why she's trying to salvage it.
Whereas mom just goes, it's sad to hear.
It
sad to hear.
That's a shame.
That's a...
It, it does feel... She picks her teeth.
Yeah.
So And she says, and then Alina says,
Njet. Njet, Alina.
Njet. Njet. And she says, Alina says, we're definitely not ready for marriage.
We are quite far.
And then he says, give me time to apologize to be the husband you deserve. Which he knows that kind of stuff works on her.
It does. And Alina says, Mom and I are going to talk now. So he leaves. He kind of stumbles off in a sugar haze and just wondering what happened.
It's probably feeding cats on that wall.
Yeah, just over there farting so that way he's not by anybody. And so Mom says,
I really hate Steven.
Mom wrote, so what you think? And Alina's like, she kind of says he's always saying the same things over and over. It really is like, Alina, people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Like, believe him. Like,
if she stays with him through the end of this season, she might have potential Jenny potential.
If she stays with him through the end of this season,
I think she might.
I almost would start a GoFundMe to fly us to Turkey and get that bitch away from him.
And the weirdest thing is, she has some sense.
Yeah.
But the problem is, she's got her world is colored by that fairy tale.
I mean, if Anfisa and George are dumb enough, if George is dumb enough to still marry Anfisa, then anybody can get married. Y'all, that's what we're on our class list, on our Patreon and Supercast. Did we just finish the last episode?
We have one more.
We have one more episode to go.
This week is the final episode.
And then we're doing the tell-all of season 4.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
and
so
then
good.
After that, you guys, we move into season 2.
Season 2.
With some real... That's when all the shit starts with Daniel and Muhammad.
Oh,
we have
yes.
more Chantel and Pedro.
We have Anfisa and George.
Yes.
Who's all on that season? I got to look now. Talk about
it. Oh, it's a mess. I think we get... who else do we get? I know. I can't remember who else is on that season, but I think we get Lauren and Alexi again.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm trying to look and see. We get
riveting.
You know, you're supposed to stall.
Okay.
This isn't working. I'm trying to look.
We're gonna move on.
You know, you could.
People
just...
are screaming.
Okay. Okay. Here it is.
I was gonna.
So it's Anfisa. It's in alphabetical order. But it's Anfisa, Alexi and Lauren.
Yep.
Chantel and Pedro. Yep. Muhammad and Danielle. Yep. Oh, Russ and Powell.
I forgot about them.
And then, Danielle. And so that's it.
But boy.
Wow, that's a lot of all-stars, though, the 90 Day Fiancé world. This is when Powell gets crazy.
Yeah.
Because right now we've kind of liked her. But everybody says, wait till happily after, then you'll hate her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season 2.
Apparently they were separated for a while, but now they're back together. They're just doing it for the clout.
That's
at this point.
She's a wrestling star now.
And she pegs him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And Poodle's into that.
Poodle.
You're Russ. Into him.
Oh,
being
I'm
pegged.
I'm into him getting pegged.
Toss, baby.
So y'all, all of a sudden they see rabbits and they say
Oh no.
There is a fortune teller. And he's kind of like the rabbits can tell. I will say, if you guys have known Russian people, they are very superstitious.
They are. I remember my pianist would do weird things before we played concerts and things like that.
Especially the Russian friends that I've known, music friends, wore the same either socks or theirs.
I would always sit down on one end of the piano seat and get off the other. Like couldn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a very superstitious culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so of course she says the fortune telling, and the rabbit chooses. You are a beautiful person, and the guy and one man is very, very in love with you. And the mom kind of says, "Well, the rabbit won't lie," but mom says, "But the future's not clear. We don't know if it's Steven or not.
Don't know if I trust that rabbit.
No, that rabbit got some.
That rabbit got high." Or something, or had some catnip or something. Doesn't know what the fuck she's saying.
So the mom just basically says, why are you making excuses for him? And she keeps saying, I would just love a happy ending. And the mom says, I don't. After all I saw, I don't like it. She's lying to herself, and I'd feel better if you just came back to Russia with me. And the cliffhanger, y'all, is her just going, and we see.
But mom says, but in the end, she says she's lying to herself.
The love you take is equal to the love you make.
She didn't say that. But
now just, that's the Beatles.
That's a bit. But she said, but in the end, she has to make that decision.
Yeah. You say, no, she did not say that.
That's actually, I think, going back to it, where children would break you. They would break you when you were younger because you'd be so tired of all the questions. But then when they became adults, when your kids would do stupid shit, I bet it would drive you crazy. It would me too.
Well, my niece and nephew, the older ones, my youngest one hasn't done this to me yet, will just say things that are intentionally cruel. Like mean, vicious reads.
Welcome to my everyday.
Welcome. I'm not familiar.
Yeah. We need to move on.
Vicious things. Like I'd be singing in the car with them, and my oldest nephew would go, Uncle Jake, don't sing.
Yeah, you've said that to me all the time.
Don't sing. It's better if you don't.
We need to move on to Corin Evelyn, because you have no legs to stand on. Speaking of someone who's
I used to say, people pay me. You know nothing. You have no taste. You liked Road Chip. I do. Sometimes my niece goes, why are you getting angry? I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah, we are just letting you process this.
That hurts a little bit when they tell me not to sing. They don't know anything. Corin Evelyn. It's been 4 days. They haven't talked. She's asked him to leave. So he thinks the best thing to do is to write her notes. And
do you love me? Do you want to be my friend?
Exactly. Was that John Michael Montgomery?
I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
No,
that is George Strait.
Oh.
Classic.
I don't remember. Why do I remember... shows. When I remember songs like that, because I didn't listen to a lot of country, but I listened to like popular when country was super popular.
That song was like huge.
Yeah.
So, George Strait. George Strait was hot. Ooh, come at me if you had a crush on George Strait.
He was hot.
Oh man, his ass. Remember when he did a Wranglers commercial and you realized you might think differently than the other boys playing football?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think it was about George Strait.
I remember.
He was not a male idol of mine.
I'll never forget. I was with my cousins, and we were watching TV, and some girl or somebody bent over in Wranglers playing pool, and I went, wow, that's a hot ass. And then the camera panned up, and it was a man. I was like in fifth grade. I'm mortified.
See, I wouldn't say sexual things.
Oh, I would.
No, because
but you're different. I had an older brother, a horny brother who matured very early in like fourth grade.
And you thought you had to say
so
that.
So he would tell me all this stuff.
Yeah.
I knew what a blowjob was when I was in the third grade.
But I'm saying I knew it, but I would never.
Not by experience.
I would think that people would see through it.
Oh. No, I was trying to act the game.
Yeah, I just didn't have the...
Maybe you withdrew that, whereas I tried to put on the show of it.
Maybe.
Which is, I think, two great examples of you see a lot of people try to do different things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of Kenny
Armando. And I also knew, probably unlike you, how didn't really work. It wasn't going to work. And people probably knew.
Well, also, I was interested in some weird things that people were like, okay, you were interested in things that people thought you were speaking a different language.
That's the truth.
So you didn't want to talk about, whereas I could get away talking about like superheroes or some shit like that. I just wouldn't talk
my
about
mother
Wonder
saying,
Woman.
Jay Bird, are you going to check out another book about the Holocaust from the library?
It's interesting.
It's just, I worry. Because I had this thing when we first learned about the Holocaust, I could not understand why it happened. Because I barely knew. I knew like one Jewish person. And I could not understand. And I had to figure out why something like that could happen.
And, how old were you?
Oh, I think I was 11, 12.
Someone's
should not have been reading lots of Holocaust
Someone
books.
Is listening just now and going, oh, fuck,
I've got a poodle. I will say, it's okay. Let your kid read maybe something that's not super violent, or but if it's a good history is real, you know.
Yeah,
don't. It's kind of like how we have.
But your mother walks in your bedroom in sixth grade and you're reading Mein Kampf, and she's suddenly,
no, it's not. It was never Mein Kampf, but it was like which strangely I read in college because we had to.
Yeah.
But it was. Trying to figure out, I got a lot of history and trying to figure out and cultural history of what was happening in Germany. How did this and this did not happen in a vacuum. It actually was happening for over 1,000 to 1,500. You could talk about it's happening when the Israelites were in captivity, mm-hmm. All the way back, and Jews in historical record. But so that I learned a lot about that.
Now, Mr. Stinson didn't teach that in history in Oklahoma.
And I was when I could not figure out in my own experience why something happened, I later went to the encyclopedia. And when I didn't get enough in the encyclopedia, I asked my mom to go to the library. And she was like, Jay Bird, another book about the Lindbergh baby.
She was so tired. She was so tired.
God. Aren't you okay with they never found it? Another book about Leopold and Loeb. Don't know who they were, but sounds like a pretty name.
Your mother is so tired.
She when I would when or I would talk about books that I was reading, she's like, oh God, can we get something else?
Yeah, no Encyclopedia Brown for you.
No, it was very, it was almost certainly, I was never diagnosed being on the spectrum. I think I probably, I almost certainly I would have been diagnosed today. Mostly because I worked
Did
with
they ever
kids.
Try to put you on medication?
Yes. Oh, tried to put me on Ritalin.
And I'm sure your mother refused.
Absolutely refused.
Absolutely refuse.
Yep.
Y'all, your choice. Whatever you want to do. We're not telling you to do anything like that. That
but,
was your poodle's experience.
But the way I would go through cycles of something, and I would be obsessed with...
I suppose, would you be manic about it, really?
Yeah, because... And that's a spectrum.
Yeah.
ASD thing is to be... and I don't... I'm not saying I am, but I today, we have a pretty wide variant of people who are... Of what being on a spectrum, a person on the spectrum is, mm-hmm. and a much bigger amount... but I remember my mom telling me when, because we had a friend of ours who had an autistic a son who was diagnosed with autism, and said, and she's like, Jay Bird, you don't believe this. They were wanting you to get tested for that when you were younger. Can you imagine? She didn't have any idea.
Because in her head, that means something's wrong with
that
you.
That meant I was mentally disturbed.
Yeah, that's what it meant when we were kids.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I don't know if Corey's on the spectrum.
No,
I just know that
he's just dumb.
He's just dumb, y'all. So he's writing notes to her under the door.
How did we get here?
I ask myself that daily, and sometimes I lead us, so I can't be mad. So
I don't even know where we are.
Evelyn is sitting on the bed, and she kind of looks at the note, and she's like, yeah, he's been writing these. It's the same thing over and over and over. It's all words. It's no actions. And so he brings her flowers, and she comes outside, and she's like, look.
These flowers that he looks like he just picked up off the ground.
Yes. They look terrible.
Yeah.
And she said, look, in your last note, you said that you respect my decision. If you respect my decision, then respect it. By the way, are you going to sign the divorce papers? Because I want the bar. And Corey said...
That's the thing. All I can think of is, how much is he paid for?
How much? And she's like... He's like, yeah, just the divorce papers. And he's like, I'm not going to sign it yet.
I'll tear them up in front of you.
She's like, I don't want to be nasty.
I don't want to get the law involved.
Landlords, police, you know, guys that I've... had sex with multiple times over and over
if you
before.
Want, I'll have the turtle come up here.
The pigs, they listen to me. They will root you out.
That big tortoise is not playing around.
It's not playing around. And Corey finally says, I'm going to stay with Raul until you let me
She's
be
like,
here.
Like, you'll make a beautiful couple.
And I went somewhere.
Me too.
If we don't have some Corey and Raul scenes of them just hanging out at Raul's place.
And both
talking.
Of them are real thick now, so they probably lay on the bed together and touch bellies.
If we don't get that, I'm going to be upset, Matt.
Play tummy sticks with one another.
Yes.
Do you know, did you ever be told what tummy sticks were?
What
tummy
is tummy
sticks?
Sticks?
Like hitting like your when your penis is erect. Like playing tummy sticks. In other words, hitting one another, like knocking it, like
what,
tummy
you,
sticks.
Like go over somebody and hit them in their
no,
stomach with
like
your
when,
dick?
When you're together.
Like you push your
when you're
dick
together
and it
with
back.
Two erect penises, you're playing tummy sticks and they're hitting your tummy.
I've never played tummy sticks.
I have. It's part of foreplay.
Wow.
Which is a long process.
Wow.
For hours.
But, oh, that's why you have that case of Gatorade in your bedroom. Doesn't taste the same, but he still drinks it.
They have changed it. And somehow we're still right back to where we were. With me saying they've changed Gatorade.
We should. Now, look, y'all, we're almost done, but we have some pretty groundbreaking.
This was a big get for us.
Yeah. Again, Poodle talked to one of his
friends.
One of his friends. And I
old friend.
I talked to Oinky, who actually dated one of the pigs from Pigtown. And we actually.
I'm glad Oinky found his.
Wasn't a valedictorian for nothing. Y'all, we have a copy of the letter Corey wrote Evelyn.
Yes, we
and
do.
So we're going to go ahead and read that.
She had watered it up before.
Yeah.
Here.
They rooted it out. And so we're going to read that right now.
We're going to read that she had torn it.
All right.
Here we go. Wait, can you give me a little music? Oh my God, Evelyn, dear Evelyn, I'm thinking about my favorite song by Nickelback. I know, it's like not really, but it's not really trendy to like them anymore, but I went to like 6 concerts and they really speak to me. Just like the song lyric says, we started in with nothing. And look where we are now. You're pimping me out on OnlyFans. Like when you put a butt plug in me and say, guess what, subscribers? He's gonna do the full Monty soon. That makes me feel good. I just want you to know that I'll always treasure our times meeting everybody in town. Like when we met Raul. And he told me he sucked what's up with you. And then we met that other surfer guy. What was his name? Diego. And he told me you slept with him. And then the less said about the tortoise, the better. But we had some really good times. And I don't want those to end. Just like Nickelback says, the good times are always around the corner. That's a very obscure B-side. This isn't normally my favorite song, but it'll do. I also want to say that, Evelyn, you're making the biggest mistake of your life because I'm the love of your life, and I will always be here for you. Even if you put your fist in my butt or sell me to another guy, which I'm kind of worried about it because you've been talking about that. And so I'll still continue to give you 80% of my money from OnlyFans. And you can have the bar. Just love me. Love me. And peg me. Yours, Corey. Make it stop! No more Nickelback! That song went on forever. I don't even know what it said.
Never doing that again. Go to realitygays.com. You can see our website. Hey, go to our Linktree link and our Instagram. Oh, I was crying. Our Instagram and the Linktree link to get tickets to our live shows in New York and Chicago. From laughing.
No, not trying not to laugh and having to talk.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Okay, everybody.
Ow.
Also, go to our Instagram, Reality Gays Podcast. Our Twitter is Reality Gay Pod. Lastly, go to the Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group. We're almost 9,000 strong.
Yes.
We have fun in there. We're going to snooze next weekend, but that we always do a snooze once a month.
But that's just like us to take, our moderators take off.
Yeah, nobody did anything wrong for once.
No.
Nobody fought. You didn't say you wanted to slit a character's throat and Zuckerberg
I have been banned for saying, I hope someone ritually kills so-and-so.
So, yes. Yeah. Meaning a cast member.
Y'all, the Facebook hate speech things are way, way up.
Way
for
up.
A good reason.
So if you think it's over-moderated, we're trying not
but
to.
But they're hitting. We're getting flagged all the time.
All the time. And so we just want to try to, you know, keep that space for what it is. So,
yep.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you know what that favorite poet, Chad Kroeger, singer of Nickelback, says, life is a long road and you just gotta keep walking. So keep your Coors Light in your hand and say hello to the next bitch you meet. Let's get drunk on Friday.
Call us.
Call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.